You know, I know it's only the middle of November, but so far 2020 is shaping up to be a great year for music, both in Montreal and all around the world on TV. We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, Jennifer Lopez is speaking out about a super creepy experience meeting with a director for a film. Okay, Sam, pay attention. This guy clearly wanted to hook up with J-Lo and he didn't buy her flowers. So she goes into a really professional setting, not a movie set. This is an interview, a meeting.
Okay.
And he asks to see her topless.
Okay. I was supposed to do nudity in the movie. Oh. He wanted to see my boobs. And I was like,
what they look like before you?
Yes.
That is crazy.
I said, no, I stood up for myself. You know, luckily, a little bit of the Bronx came out. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't have to show you my... No.
A little bit of the Bronx came out. That's gross, right?
It is, but unfortunately, it's still how a lot of people are landing roles in Hollywood. I mean, as long as people are willing to do this and to expose themselves.
Less and less, I would agree. And let's not forget, it's not only happening in that industry
exactly.
that women are sort of having to deal with this. And you just think, it causes so many issues because then she has to go and she has to deal with this emotionally. Whereas like a man who went in to have a meeting with the exact same director could leave there and go on with his day.
That's
this
true.
Is hers to deal with. It really does. Mm-hmm. Anyway, good for her for speaking out and good for the Bronx in her that still comes out. Jenny in the Block comes out when she needs to come out. And I love that about her. All right, so she will be returning as a host of the Grammy Awards next year. Alicia Keys, she made her debut as a Grammy host earlier this year, and she's going to do the honors again on January 26th when the Grammys go down. She said at first she thought last year was kind of a one-time thing, but when the opportunity came back around, there was no question about returning as host because it was such a powerful experience for her. I think it was actually a powerful experience for the world when she hosted last year.
Remember last year when she played two pianos at the same time?
Yes.
I want to see her up the ante, like play six pianos at the same time.
It's so
with the
true.
Harmonica.
Yeah.
She's amazing, and she's won 15 Grammys. Nobody knows the Grammys better than Alicia Keys. Does, right? It's
very true. I can't think of a better fit.
I agree. I'm really excited for the Grammys for that reason. So I mentioned that there's a lot of great music coming to Montreal. These are just a couple of the shows that have been announced. I have heard through the grapevine that there are some other huge shows that are going to be announced very soon as which is really exciting. First of all, mentioned yesterday, Elton John is he's extending his farewell tour, which is that's a smart thing to do. We see these artists leave and say they're retiring and then come back.
Right.
He's like, okay, I'm just going to extend this a little longer. Mm-hmm.
As long as this is the end.
It's a 4-year long farewell tour.
Yeah.
A lot of goodbyes to say.
Yeah.
But this should be the last time he performs in Canada, actually.
Okay.
So Bell Center, April 2nd and 3rd, 2020.
Okay.
Also announced that Harry Styles is going to be here back in Montreal on June 30th at the Bell Center. And if you want information about any of those shows and the tickets, you can go to eventco.ca and all the info's there. But
very cool.
You never know. Closer to the dates, I'm sure we'll have your opportunity to win some tickets as well. All right. Speaking of winning, we have had a winner this morning with Are You Smarter Than Sam?
I've been dethroned.
Kayla, we gave away $1,000.
She was flawless, 5 for 5, and I got to tip my hat off to her.
Oh, I'm so happy. I would love for you to lose twice today. We've got your chance to win a great prize coming up. You can win a 7-night season pass at Bromont if you could take him down. And I mean, now that bounty is gone, who knows what we
That's
could
right.
do next? Who knows?